Okay, this is talking with Barry Clark on 2nd May 1978 during a convenient power blackout at the VLA. All right, can you tell me when you first came in contact with radio astronomy?
Right, I was a summer student at working during the summer at Owens Valley Observatory the summer of 1957. That was the summer after my sophomore year. I was an astronomy major, and during my sophomore year I went around the astronomy department looking for a summer job, and they sort of chased me over to the radio astronomy people, and so I got that job. And
so what did you actually do that summer?
So during the summer I lived at the Owens Valley Observatory, and at the time there was a 26 megahertz interferometer there that had been built during the preceding winter, which consisted of half-wave dipoles strung on 4x4s, a quarter wave above the ground. And the first thing I was put to doing that summer was enlarging this dipole covered area, which involved shoving brush and dirt out of the way with a bulldozer.
Right.
Figuring a telescope with a bulldozer. and digging post holes for 4x4s.
But this is John Bolton's style, I get it, though.
Well, to some extent, yeah. Yes, John's a very good bulldozer operator.
Was this all in preparation for the occultation?
The idea behind this instrument was to monitor ionospheric fluctuations. And it was just left running all the time.
I see.
And part of my job that summer was to keep it in chart paper and complain if it wasn't working. When one of the reasons it wasn't working usually was that it was a power supply with a bad contact in it, so a swift kick on the power supply usually restarted it. But
now, were you looking at radio sources to do this? Was it just a transit thing?
Right. The beam was adjustable in declination in rather coarse steps by changing lengths of feeder lines, and was just a transit instrument in right ascension. And so we just saw what went by. The Cass Cygnus Taurus and I guess Virgo were immediately obvious on the records, and you could see other things if you wish, but you had to look for them.
What was the purpose of this? Just something to do? Well,
to a fair extent. The idea behind building it, as I said, was to look for ionospheric fluctuations. And so we compiled a goodly amount of data about what were days of severe fluctuations and how severe did they get and so forth, which never saw the light of day.
Yeah. What I'm wondering is that here's this Owens Valley Radio Observatory. It seems like sort of a strange thing to do. It's not really astronomy.
Well, that's very much in the line of radio astronomy of the
day. Yeah, I agree. But the idea was to go to higher frequencies, certainly, eventually. So
right.
It wasn't going to be directly useful.
Yes, this instrument, the real motivation was to get an instrument on the site as quickly as possible.
So I guess it was the following summer, now that I look at it, in June 58 when you did the tours. Or was there anything else that first summer? I'm sorry.
Let's see, when was the paper?
The paper was 58, and the occultation was also June 58.
Right, yeah. There wasn't much else going on that first summer. they were doing the east-west railroad track was already there, and I did a little conduit stringing for the eventual interferometer, but mostly it was puttering with this 26 megahertz machine, just keeping it going.
Was that the first interferometer with a railroad track? Yeah, that think about it.
I believe so. I wouldn't swear to that.
Was there any uncertainty about whether that would work, or uncertainty about putting a telescope on a railroad track? Do you remember? Or was that just all pretty straightforward?
There was a bit of uncertainty in that the design, which supported a 90-foot telescope on only 8 wheels, and not very big wheels at that, was loading the wheels far beyond normal railroad practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory was that we would be saved by the fact that we were never moving very fast.
Yeah.
And that the total amount of traffic over a given rail was not very great.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if you go back and look at the rails now, you'll see they are sort of squashed over at the top. But they still work.
Yeah. Sure.
The rail itself was very nearly Civil War surplus. It was military surplus. Mostly 60-pound rail,
mm-hmm.
considered very light by present standards, and put on a concrete sleeper.
Like, what do we have in the VLA here for comparison?
This is 80.
Even.
And anyhow, some of the rails were dated, and the earliest date, I believe, was 1881.
Oh, you're not exaggerating.
Not much. But
So you came back then the following summer, and what did you work on then in the summer of 58?